Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, and we wanted to send this very, very special podcast because this is our first podcast at our new second location studio in Amherst, and we're super excited to be expanding. And as many of you know, this is just one of many to come. It was East Amherst, and then we're going to go out to Clarence for phase one, and then we're going to phase two, which is going to include Orchard Park and East Aurora, and then after that is the world. But with that said, though, I just wanted to get that out of the way, so we're super excited. But today, I want to talk to you about the three-step process that we use and that you should use to help you achieve amazing health and fitness results, you know, especially as we age. You know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you can just kind of wing it. You can just kind of go and do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you'll get results, you know, especially in your 20s. You just walk into a gym, and it seems like weight just sort of falls right off. But as we age, of course, that does not happen, unfortunately. So as unfair as that is, it is the reality. So that three-step process is, first, you want to define, design, and then dominate. So I'm going to break those down into the three-step process. First is, you want to define. It's very important to define what fitness, what health, what wellness specifically for you looks like. And the beauty of that and the importance of that is that, you know, again, when you're in your 20s and 30s, it's just all about, you know, looking good on a beach or looking good in your skinny jeans. And although that is important, as we age, the changes, the reasons change, the big why changes. So you want to define, what does success look like for you? What is it? What is your fitness ambition and why? You know, why do you want to be fit and healthier, have more energy, look better, to feel better? Be as specific and granular as possible. Second is, have to design a program specifically for you. We all have different goals. We all have different needs. We all have different abilities. We all have different metabolisms. So a one-size-fits-all or cookie-cutter program just isn't going to cut it as we mature, as we age, as our bodies, you know, from 40 and beyond. You want something that's more specific and individualized for you. So design a program specific for you. And last is dominate. You want to dominate that program. And most importantly, you want to have accountability, because the best workout in the world, the best meal plan in the world, none of that matters if you don't do it, or worse, if you do it wrong, you know, jeopardize hurting yourself or certainly not seeing results. So you want to dominate that program. You want to dominate the plan, and you want to have that accountability to know that, okay, somebody is keeping track of me. Somebody is there to encourage me, motivate, and somebody is there to empower me, because all that is important to dominate the program, to see the results that you want. And what's awesome and amazing is that as you achieve your results, your goals start to change. And then we kind of go back to the first part of it, the defined stage. And I've seen this many times where, you know, people come in, they just want to lose some weight, they want to have more energy. And then after a while, they achieve those goals. And then suddenly they come in and they're like, hey, Brian, I want to start playing pickleball. Huh. Suddenly new information. Suddenly things have changed. Their fitness, their health, their quality of life has improved. Now they're like, I want to play pickleball, or I want to start golfing and get with my friends, or I want to do a 5K for charity. All those things are important, and all those things change. So it's a never-ending loop of define, design, and dominate. Hope that helps. Hope to see everybody. Hope that helps as we go into the fall season. Now is the best time to start your health and fitness journey. I'm Brian with Applied Fitness. Be great.